Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, July 19. Coming up, Jamaica Exporters Association aims to increase export earnings by 2019. Wife of Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Lord's work being done at Women's Center of Jamaica. And Maiko University College hosts 5-day STEM-based training camp. The details after the break. Savlamar residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School in Savannah Lamar. Now the news. The Jamaica Exporters Association, the JEA, is aiming to increase the country's export earnings from $1.2 billion to $2.5 billion by 2019. President of the JEA, Michelle Chong, says a working group of exporters, including the JEA, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, was established to spearhead the goal of increasing exports within the set timeline. Mrs. Chong says the country will achieve this through collaboration and less competition.
We will need to accomplish this by making a full culture change in this generation and the next, recognizing that collaboration is better than competition. Big companies can contribute by way of mentoring smaller companies. Smaller companies can open up to linkages and cooperation with each other.
The JEA president was addressing the association's Global Talk speaker series in Kingston recently. President of the Jamaica Olympic Association, Michael Fennell, says he's satisfied with the health and safety precautions being put in place by the Brazilian authorities ahead of the Rio Olympics. Mr. Fennell has been receiving regular reports from the International Olympics Committee, the IOC, about the efforts being undertaken by the Brazilian authorities to contain the threat of the Zika virus.
With all the reports and advice that will be given, we are satisfied that all the necessary measures have been taken to ensure that the health concerns are not of a major proportion and should not deter anybody from going and competing well and enjoying themselves.
Mr. Fennell adds that the Jamaica Olympics Association is presently satisfied with the arrangements being made for the safety and security of the Jamaican delegation, notwithstanding recent work stoppages and demonstrations by police officers in Rio. He was speaking at a recent press conference to announce the members of the Jamaican team headed to the Rio Olympics. Wife of the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Sharon Rowley, is lauding the work of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation. As part of her first day of activities in Jamaica Monday, Mrs. Rowley toured the center in Kingston, sitting in on classes and sharing with the teen mothers. She was accompanied by wife of the Prime Minister, Juliet Holness. Mrs. Rowley has committed to using the Women's Center of Jamaica model to assist teenage girls in Trinidad and Tobago who find themselves in a similar situation.
I think it's an excellent program, and the program itself is something that I can take back to Trinidad and Tobago, and I'm sure it will benefit our country.
Mrs. Rowley is part of a delegation led by Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley in Jamaica for a 4-day official visit. Established in 1978, the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation serves over 45,000 young mothers in 7 main centers and approximately 11 outreach sites across the island. And the Maiko University College is hosting a 5-day training camp to utilize science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM-based methodologies to address teaching and learning challenges in the education sector. The Ignite Camp is being held in partnership with IBM Canada and IBM World Trade Corporation Jamaica. The workshop, to be attended by teachers and students, is being held from July 18 to 22 and is in response to gaps identified in the National Education Inspectorate NEI Report 2015.
And we are indeed grateful that this university, the Maiko, has taken the lead in building capacity in our teachers and prospective teachers as you continue to utilize the National Education Inspectorate Report recommendations to improve the system.
Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Grace McLean. The training camp is the first of its kind in the Caribbean that will target both MICO faculty members and students from surrounding schools using STEM methodologies. It consists of practical topics including learning-based challenges, robotics, a field trip, and bridge building with a twist. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.